All right, so we're in Perigdal and Deos, right? And we're going through the various activities, healthy actions, or activities that a person will do physically to keep himself healthy. So we've done eating and drinking, and we've done bathing. Okay, now comes bloodletting. Okay, as we know, bloodletting was a very normal thing done in those days. So the Rambam says, Alach Yurches lo yargil adam lahakis dam tamid. It's important not to constantly do bloodletting, okay? V'lo yakiz elaim yet sarach lo biyoser, right? You should only do this, right? You should only allow for bloodletting if you really need it. V'lo yakiz lo bimosachama, v'lo bimosachshamim. So you shouldn't do it during the hot months or the rainy season. Ela ma'at me nisan, ma'at me tishrei. So if you guys are planning on doing any bloodletting, you should hold off only in the month a little bit during spring or fall, meaning just in a little bit during Nisan or Tishrei. When you get old, which for him is the age of 50, don't do any bloodletting. Never do bloodletting and go to the bathhouse in the same day. Never do bloodletting and travel. Right, and never do bloodletting when you get home from a big trip. It's interesting. You should eat less than you normally would on the day that you give blood. That you do bloodletting. And on that day of that you give blood, that you are involved in bloodletting, you should chill out, okay? Don't exert yourself too much on that day. Okay, halacha yotes. Now, we're going to shift now into sexual relations, okay? And what's very important sometimes is that you'll notice that the Rambam writes these halachas in Hilchos Deos. He doesn't treat the area of sexuality in any way, shape, or form different than any other activity that involves physical health. Okay, so he says in Halacha Yotes, Shechva Zera hi koach haguf v'chayev. Okay, so he's talking about sperm, semen. So semen's considered the strength of the body and life, u'me'or ha'inayim, and the light of the eyes. V'chol she'teitze b'yoser haguf kala v'kocha kala, the chayiv ovdim. But if a person is involved in having sexual relations too often, if there's too much ejaculation taking place, then you become weaker. Okay, Husha Amar Shlomo b'chachmaso al titil nashim kelecha. So that's what Shlomo meant by don't give your quote-unquote strength to women. Meaning, if a person is involved in sexual relations too often, it'll weaken you. So there's a balance that exists in the Rambam's eyes, where a person should have a healthy sexual appetite, but not to the point where it's too often and it'll weaken you, okay? Interesting. And if a person goes ahead and is engaged in sexual activity too often, okay, then old age springs upon you. The kocho tashash, the ain of kehos, okay? So you get weaker and your eyes, your eyelashes fall out. The reachra no dev epiv, you get bad breath. O mishcha v'seir rosho v'gabos einov, Rise Enov, Nostros, so like your hair falls out, Viser Zakano, Vishikyo, Visar Raglov, Rabba, and Shinov Nofelas, your teeth fall out, whatever. Baharbik Avim Chutzba Elabim Alov. So basically what the Rambam says is that if a person is steeped in sexual activity, health wise you're gonna fall apart. Okay? Amru Chachme Rofim, right? Echa me elef mes bisharchaoim, the elef me robotashmish. So there was a famous medical axiom or a saying that the doctor said, which is that 1 out of 1,000 dies from a disease, right? And what the 1,000, there's rest, so to speak, or 1,000 die from having two sexual relations too often, okay? The fikach, therefore, tzarech adam lizar bedavar zeh im ratzo l'chayos tova. So a person has to be careful if he wants to live a healthy life. V'lo yivo ela kashyimsa gufo bari v'chazak biyoser, right? So a person should only have sexual relations when they're healthy, okay? V'humiskasha harbesh lo daito. It's interesting. And he should only do this, right? Or when should a person decide to have sexual relations? When he's healthy, and when, essentially, he realizes that he constantly has erections. At that point, that's when he should go ahead and have sexual relations. Okay, so he says, umisiach atzmo davar acher v'kishu bo kishahaya, right? And what happens, again, what's the impetus for having sexual relations? Where he tries to think of something else, but no matter, even if he does that, What ends up happening is he can't get rid of these erections. So what happens? He tries to think about other things. Eventually, he feels like this sort of heaviness in his groin area, okay? And that he feels like, literally, like the area where his testicles are located are stretched, and he feels like a hot flesh feeling. At that point, a person's chayav to have sexual relations, and it's considered a medical, it's like the best thing you could do medically for yourself, okay? Okay. That being the case, lo yivo adam v'hu saveyav lo rav el achash yisak el mazon shaveyav. Notice a consistent theme. A person should not have sexual relations unless he shouldn't be satiated, and nor should he be hungry. Rather, it should be after he's eaten, where he's had some degree of digestion. The yivdov nekav of kodim ilach rabila. As we know, it's a consistent theme. A person needs to check himself to see if he has to go to the bathroom prior and after having sexual relations. V'lo yivol me'uma v'lo miyushav. Okay, now the Rambam says a person, this is medically, a person should have sexual relations either standing or sitting. V'lo be'beis ha'merchatz, don't do it in the bathhouse. V'lo biyom she'ikanes ha'merchatz, right, not during the day that you go into the bathhouse. V'lo biyom ha'akaza, or the day you get bloodletting. V'lo biyom mitzil ha'derech, o biyam in ha'derech, lo v'dayim lo achrayim. And you shouldn't have sexual relations right before you go on a journey, or after you come back from a journey, whether it be before or after those occasions. Okay, so that's the first piece of that's his main advice about sexual activity. Okay, now halacha chaf, kol manig atzel b'drachem elu. Okay, so now the Rambam sums it up. Now, okay, everything he's discussed in this parak has to do with how to keep yourself as a healthy person. If a person follows all these things, right, shahoreni that shahorenu ani, shahoreni. Ani arav losh in a bal lidei choli kol yomav. Okay, so the Rambam, in a sense, gives you a guarantee. Okay, a guarantee that you will never get sick. So if you follow, and again in the Rambam's time, if you followed everything he wrote down in Perek Dalet, you will never ever get sick. Okay, ad shi yazkin harbe the yamos veinot tzarach l'rofe. You'll get old. Okay, and you'll get old. And you'll die, and you'll never need a doctor. You can for shalom, and your body will be in great shape. The omen al borav kol yomav. Okay, so you'll remain healthy your entire life. Ela im ken hayagufa ra metchilas b'riyasa. Unless it turns out you were born with some type of problem, a genetic defect. Okay, o im hayarugo minag minam hagos arayim metchilas molato. Or if you get involved in doing things that you shouldn't be doing that are unhealthy from when you're younger. So again, if you set out the right patterns of behavior, health-wise, right, you live a very healthy life. O im tavo makas dever makas besoras olam. Or, for instance, of course, if you got struck down by some sort of disease, which is kind of funny because, again, the Rambam says you should avoid all diseases, but it's still possible that, again, dever or makas besoras refers to like a worldwide problem, like a drought or a famine, for example. Then it's unavoidable what's going to end up happening to you. Okay, halacha chafala v'chol minagos atova ma'ilu shamarnu, and all these good behaviors that you do, ain roy linog behen elabari. Only someone healthy should do them. Aval chola, but if you're sick, o misha echa meivar of chola, or if one of your limbs are sick, o misha nahag minagros shanim rabos, or someone who does bad things or bad, you know, the wrong behaviors many years. So there is a book of medical practices that a person should read about if that person is not following the proper healthy way, and that's how he'll know what to do to make himself healthy. Okay, and that's why what a person has to do is you have to change the way you normally act. That is the way, that's how you know, that's a sign of the beginning of illness, okay? And the lachach beis, okay? Now the Rambam switches a little bit here. Kol makom she'ein bo rofe, any place you live that doesn't have a doctor, echad abari v'echad achola, okay? Whether you're healthy or sick, ein roi lo lozuz mikol adracham ha'elu sh'nem reparek zeh. If you don't have a doctor available, stick to the Rambam's path as carefully as possible. Tova maybe, because ultimately you always get a beneficial result from following this. So if you have no doctor around, best to follow the Raman's path. And finally, he says in Lachacha Gimel, which is a universal idea, Kol ir she'ein ba asar dvar ma'ilu, okay, ein tam lachacham rashay lador besocha. So if you go to a city and they don't have these 10 things, a tam lachacham cannot live there. What are them? Ve'ilu hein. Rofe, so you need a doctor, okay, uman, here that refers to someone who does bloodletting. Beis merchatz is your bathhouse. Beis kisei is your outhouse, right? A place or whatever, place to a bathroom. Umayim mitsuin could go nahar umayan, right? Or some type of source. You need a source of water, fresh water. Beis kneses, a shul. Milamet tinokos, somebody who teaches kids, okay? A lavlar, which is basically like a kind of like a sofer. A gabait staka, that's somebody who distributes staka for the people. Ubezdin, okay, and a court, machim v'chovshim, that is able to go ahead and basically give makas mardus, which means punish people physically, right, and put people in jail as necessary. These are the 10 things you should look for in any city you live in, okay, according to, well, this comes from the Gemara. Okay, so now Perek Hey, the Rambam's going to shift now, and he's going to focus a little bit on the behavior of a chacham. And this is also something the Rambam often does, where he uses the paradigm person, which would be a chacham, as kind of like the beacon that we should look to in guidance of how best to behave. Okay, so as you'll see what I mean right off the bat. Halacha al, the Rambam says, "Kishem shachacham nicker bechachmaso uvideosov v'hu muvdol behemishar am." So we know a tam chacham is someone who, it's clear what makes him unique. What makes him unique is his intellect and his traits, right? And that's what makes him separate from the rest of the people. Okay, kach tzarach she nicker b'maisav. Excuse me, machalo u'mashkeu u'bilaso u'vasiat tzarchov u'vidiburo u'vihilucho u'mabusho u'vikilkol dvarav u'maso matano. So too, okay. And to sum it up, basically, everything that Talmud Chacham does, his actions are underneath a microscope. So he should always be identified as a Chacham through his actions, how he eats and drinks, how he has sexual relations, okay, how he takes care of business, how he dresses, all these things, right? Everything he does, there's a way for a Chacham to do, okay, to set as an example. And all his actions should be befitting and pleasant. Okay, how does he do this? Ketzad talma chacham lo ye gargaron elo ochel machal aroy lahavers gufo. Okay, so talma chacham should never be a glutton. Rather, he should eat the food that's basically necessary for him to be healthy with. Lo yocham in achila gasa. He should never eat too much. The lo ye rodef lamalos bitno. Okay, he should never run to go ahead and stuff himself with food. You know, like like that they fill themselves off until their stomachs essentially get bloated. Now leim aforish bekabala vizarisi parish apanechem. Okay, amru chachamim elu bani adam sheoklam v'shosav osin klimeim kechagim. Those are referring to people who they eat and drink every day as if it's like a holiday. Vehem amur haomrim achol v'shosay ki machar namos. And those are the people who say, eat and drink for tomorrow we die. Zel machal rishayim. That is considered the eating of an evil person. The Shulchanos Haim, Elohim, Shigina, Hakasav, V'amar, Ki Kol Shulchanos, Malo, Kai, Akev, Etzoa, Bli Makam. It's like their tables are filled with feces and vomit. Okay? Aval Chacham, but the wise person, Eino Ochel, Elatavshul Echad Eshnaim, he eats like one or two dishes, V'ochel, Mimeno Kadei Chaya, V'dayo. And he eats just enough to stay alive, just enough to sustain him, and that's it. Hushamar Shlomo Tzadik Ochel L'Soveya Nafsho. Okay? That's why Shlomo says that Tzadik is someone who eats enough to satisfy his mind, so to speak. Meaning, he eats just enough to sustain himself. Ke'elacha Beis. Kishachacham Ochel Ma'at Zeha Roy Lo. So when a Tavachacham eats enough just to be sustained by, Lo Yochlenu Ela Bebeso Al Shulchanu. He should only eat at home on his table. Lo Yochel Bechanus V'lo B'shuk. It's very interesting. He should never eat in a public area, like the supermarket. Elamate Sarka, though, only if it's necessary. Kadeshul Yizganem Fnei Abrios. Because, he won't be viewed in a respectful way by other people. Okay? Vol Yochal Eitz L'Amei Aretz. He shouldn't eat among the average Jew. V'lo al osan shulchano samleim kevitzoh. And of course, with on people who like have like these grand meals. Okay, again, referring to the idea of the tables for levamid, people have like these grand meals. You shouldn't eat with them. V'lo yarbe sudosa v'chol makom filim chachamim. And you should never eat a lot. Okay, with other people, even in the company of chachamim. V'lo yochal besudu sheishvehen kibutz harbe. It's amazing. He should not eat with meals where there's a lot, where there's a large gathering of people. So, hold on, Yonatan. Ve'ein roi lo le'echo el besudah shal mitzvah bilvad, go'en sudas erisim v'nisuin. He should only join a meal that's a sudas mitzvah. Okay, like for instance at a wedding. Ve'hu shi'yeh tam l'chacham, sh'nasa bas tam l'chacham. And the only wedding he should attend is the tam l'chacham who marries the daughter of a tam l'chacham. Ve'atzadikim v'achasinim rishonim lo achlim besudah she'ena shalhem. And the great, the righteous and the chassidim rishonim would only eat from a meal that was their own. They would never eat with anyone else. Okay, amazing idea. Now, one more halacha, and then we'll stop. Halacha gimel, kishachacham shose yain. Remember, wine was a staple, right? When he drinks wine, ena shose elakadei lishos achila shemeyav. He should only drink wine, enough wine, to basically help digest his food. Anyone who gets drunk is considered a sinner. It's degrading and he loses his wisdom. And if he gets drunk in front of the average Jew, okay, he's desecrating God's name. You can't drink wine in the afternoon. Okay, it's only if it's part of your eating. Because drinking that's done in a meal is not considered one that's done for the purpose of getting drunk. What you should be careful about is wine that you would drink after you eat.